Hi, this is a dictation for Randy Johnson, R-A-N-D-Y, J-O-H-N-S-O-N. Randy Johnson, date of birth is 3/28/1976, date of accident 6/25/2023, date of service 7/24/2023 is a new patient visit. Chief complaints are severe pain in the neck, shoulders, and the back, involving middle back, lower back, with radiation to the left arm, involvement of both shoulders, and headaches. Patient attributes all of the symptoms to an accident that occurred on 6/25/2023. History of the automobile accident is as follows. The patient was traveling with his daughter in the front seat, and the accident happened at 10 p.m. He was driving a personal car, and he was with his stepdaughter of 13-year-old. He was traveling in a caravan, and he was sitting at a red light. He was hit by a Ford Focus 2012, and he doesn't know the speed of the other cars. Accident happened on Cass Lake, C-A-S-S Lake, L-A-K-E, and Elizabeth Lake Road, E-L-I-Z-A-B-E-H. The accident happened as follows. The patient was going on Elizabeth. He was trying to make a left on the Cass Lake Road, and he was sitting on a red light. The other car, in the meantime, rear-ended at a moderately high speed. The patient reported that he was wearing seatbelt, but the airbags did not deploy. There was no loss of consciousness. There was a momentary loss of consciousness. It was a hit-and-run accident. Police arrived at the scene and ambulance arrived at the scene. The damage to the car is reported as follows. The patient says that the car was not total. It was only the rear bumper and back door, lift gate, windshield is okay. And steering wheel, headrest, and seat belts are all okay. Console is okay, no damage inside the car. Only the rear bumper, back door, and lift gate. There was no death in this accident. Regarding the injuries, patient report that he was momentarily dazed and lost consciousness. Cannot recall the entire event. He reports he injured into the headrest with a neck whiplash, and immediately start getting headaches, and he was able to get the plate number of the person who hit him. He went to the emergency room via ambulance to Henry Ford Hospital, where he was there for 3 hours, and CTs of the neck, shoulder, brain were done, and they were found to be normal, and he was discharged. The police also arrived at the scene, and it was a hit-and-run accident. History of presenting illness is as follows. Patient is suffering from headaches, which are moderately severe, around 7 to 8 on a scale of 1 to 10, and mostly in the back part of the head. They are moderately severe, off and on. They are sensitive to the noise, and they are associated with nausea. There is no associated vomiting, seizures, or aura. History of TBI, patient reports of loss of consciousness momentarily, but it has not happened since the accident. Again, no seizures, no dizziness, vertigo, no ringing in the ear, no taste problems, smell problems, no teeth problem or TMJ problem or face problem, no vision problems, no nausea, vomiting at this time, and no incontinence. Patient is fearful of the event and nightmares he has while driving, and reports of sleep disturbance, fatigue, and weakness as such. No anxiety, depression, panic is reported, no sudden anesthesia, and no lightheadedness, no trouble walking. Regarding the pain symptom, patient has pain in the entire spine, focusing on the neck, upper back, mid back, lower back, with the radiation to the left leg up to the knee in the front and the back. And the patient also has pain in both the shoulders. He reports that the lower back pain and neck pain is 8, shoulder pain is around 7, And he reported that there is a spasm of the muscles in the left thigh and with numbness and tingling, but it doesn't shoot down below the knee. It is constant. These pains are reported to be several times a day, as throbbing, shooting, sharp, cramping, heart burning, aching. 8 on a scale of 1 to 10, and they are, ADLs are affected 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. Modified factor for the pain, pain is worsened by bending, standing, lying down, walking, and improved by sitting and medications. Associated symptoms are muscle weakness, numbness, tingling, pains in needle of the left leg. No bowel, bladder incontinence is reported. The patient is able to walk and he doesn't require any cane or adaptive devices. The walk is reasonable, not antalgic, no limping. Past treatment, patient reports of having some physical therapy done at a US rehab, and he has seen a primary care physician a few days with the medications were provided, Motrin, Diclofenac, and Lexarel. And he has not seen any acupuncture, chiropractor, no injections have been done, no MRIs have been done. Except at the hospital, some CT scans have been done. They're not available at the time of dictation. System review is from the chart. Basically, neurological disorder is checked for back and neck pain injury and headaches, and psychiatry for anxiety. Past surgical history, not remarkable, and allergies are none. First family history, patient mother is deceased, suffers from pancreatic cancer. Father is deceased, diabetic coma. Siblings are deceased, 4 brothers, 3 sisters from natural causes. One of the brother died from a aspiration of vomiting. Relationship status, patient says he's married and he lives with his wife and kids. Current employment status, patient is a semi-truck driver and he has to climb on a ladder, open the door on the top for water filling and release the water. And it requires no lifting, but it needs a release of a latch. He drives 12 to 13 hours. The legal history, patient has Robbie Gaines, G-A-I-N-E-S, as the attorney. Personal history, patient does not drink or smoke or use recreational drugs. He also reports of sleep problem, mood problem, and anxiety. Does not report any depression, self-worth problem, concentration problem. No suicidal thought, homicidal thoughts are reported. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 151 over 93, pulse is 84, pulse ox is 100. Height is 6'1", and the weight is 210 pounds. He's a 48-year-old gentleman. African-American. Alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious. Sitting comfortably. Well-built, well-nourished. Hydration is good. No acute distress, shortness of breath, or pain. Faces are noticed. Does not appear to be overtly anxious or lethargic. Good attitude, demeanor, dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk well without any adaptive device. No antalgic gait is noticed. Rest of the physical examinations from the template. And the neurological examinations from the template, all normal. Musculature examination. General spasm of the trapezius muscle and quadratus lumborum muscle. Is noticed from the neck down to the lower back. Musculoskeletal examination, inspection, palpation from the temporary spine tenderness, none is noticed. Paravertebral muscle spasm, none. Hypertonicity, none. Trigger points, none. There is a general spasm in the quadratus lumborum and trapezius muscle. Range of motion of the cervical spine, forward flexion is 40, extension is 45, side flexion 35, bilateral rotation is 50. In the rotation, in the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 40, extension is 15, bilateral side flexion is 20, bilateral rotation is 25. Hyperextension was not painful. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain. Hoffman sign is negative. Sperling is negative. Lermit test was negative. Destruction test was negative. Soto Hall test is negative. In the thoracic spine, Roos test is negative. Slump test is negative. Lumbar spine, Brzezinski-Kernick test was negative. Straight leg raising test is positive. Bilaterally at 45 degrees. Contralateral leg raise test was found positive bilaterally at 45 degrees. Breger test negative. Kemp test is negative. Babinski sign negative. Sacroiliac joints. Are found to be non-tender and not involved. Extremities, except for both the shoulders, rest of the extremities are warm to touch and well perfused with no tenderness, pedal edema, contusion, laceration, muscle spasm, or varicose veins. Range of motion for all other joints except for both shoulders are normal. Quick test is negative. No leg length discrepancy is noticed. Gait is normal, non-antalgic. The examination of the shoulder reveals that on inspection, the shoulders are appearing quite normal with no possible fracture dislocation. On palpation, there is no contusion, less carpitus, or any fracture dislocations. And special tests are conducted. The Hawken-Kennedy test is positive bilaterally with the anterior-posterior hepa-engine test positive. Speed test, near test is positive. The range of motions are normal on passive motion, but active motion is limited to to 100 degrees bilaterally and maximum abduction without pain, beyond which the patient reports pain. The muscle strength is normal, and the rest of the distal hand and wrist is normal. There are no issue with the carpal tunnel compression testing or median nerve compression. Rest of the extremities are normal, including hip and knee. Diagnosis. V8 9.2 XXD. M62.830. Z79.891. CNS R51, R42, R41.1. Nerves M79.2. Muscles M60.9, M62.838. Ligaments M54.0. Shoulders M25.511, M25.512, M75.110, M75.30, M75.50, S43.432D. Cervical spine, M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, M53.82, S13.4XX. A. Thoracic spine M54.09, 54.6, S23.3XXA. Lumbar spine M54.5, 51.2, 754.16, 54.42, S33.5XXA. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. Physical therapy has been ordered 3 times per week, focusing on neck, mid-back, lower back, upper back, and both shoulders with traction massage. Acupuncture has been ordered. Chiropractic advice has been provided. In the disability patient is found disabled for work, housework replacement, transportation, and a case management has been added at the request of the patient. And he is not qualifying for attended care. Non-narcotic pharmaceutical medications are provided. Mobic 7.5 twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect and healing. Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation. SFX twice a day, 20 milligram for the healing of the stomach. Tylenol with codeine twice a day for pain relief and improving ADL. Lyrica is provided for further pain relief, 50 milligram twice a day. A compounding cream was provided for neuropathic pain, and an naltrexone 1 milligram twice a day is provided for further pain relief. Neck brace and a neck traction was also ordered for the patient. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes, home exercise plan, yes, referral to psychiatry for anxiety and panic post-accident. Fitness club, yes, review of the available MRI, other imaging records. None are available at this time. They've been ordered released from the hospital. Interventional pain procedure, none. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care case is none. Case worker is yes. Past medical records have been ordered. Investigation, no investigation is being ordered. DMEs, patient is provided neck brace and a neck traction device to help in the pain. Education is yes. Weight loss program, none. Follow visit in 1 month. Direct contact, yes. Thank you.